The prophet Joel calls for a national return to the Lord through sincere fasting and mourning. Addressing the people of Judah and their priests during a time of impending calamity. The passage in Matthew records Jesus instructing his disciples on the proper private attitude for fasting. Psalm 51 presents King David's penitential prayer after his sin is confronted by the prophet Nathan. In Joel, the Lord declares a call to return with genuine heart-rending, not merely external gestures like tearing garments. The command is to gather all people for a sacred assembly, with the priests weeping and pleading that God would spare his people from becoming a scorn among the nations. Jesus, in Matthew, provides instruction for individual fasting, contrasting the showy, hypocritical practice of disfiguring one's face for public recognition with the discreet act of maintaining normal appearance so that the fast is known only to God the Father, who rewards what is done in secret. The Psalm of David responds to a past event of personal sin, as he appeals directly to God's unfailing love and compassion, asking for his transgressions to be blotted out and cleansed. Acknowledging his sin is ever before him. The connection shows a movement from a national Asadon, outward call for fasting and repentance in Joel, to an internal, personal ethic for spiritual discipline in Matthew, with the psalm exemplifying the heart posture of true contrition. The trajectory moves from a prophetic summons for communal repentance in the face of disaster to Jesus' teaching on the private nature of genuine piety, anchored by David's model of personal confession. This positions fasting and repentance as core, continuous practices, evolving from a collective ritual observance to a matter of individual heart orientation before God within the biblical narrative.